Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
ESPN game days in town, so are the number two ranked Ohio State Buckeyes. Tom Allen and the Indiana Hoosiers get ready for the season opener Thursday night.
Really excited about the opportunity that's going to create. Have a college game day here, biggest home opener in the history of our program. You know, I've said that many times, but it is what it is. It's exactly the situation we find ourselves in. And having a game day here and being able to get our fans exposed to that, but open the gates not only so we can get more fans here for that, which is a big deal for us. And getting here at 5:30 and pack out our stadium, get our fans involved and get them behind us. It's been super. I've been out speaking on the whole spring and summer and encouraged by the response of our fans and all those involved. So a lot of excitement about our program, and this opener is kind of one that's very unique for sure, but very excited. And I know our players are in the buildup of, we still got several days left on the prep ahead of us, but we know that we're excited about what's ahead. Captains for this week, the Ohio State game captains, defensively, D-Gray Scales, you would expect, Greg Gooch, I think those two guys are separating themselves in their leadership, also great center, and then on the offensive side of the ball, Rich Lego, tremendous job in his leadership, and taking over our team, really growing, and Wes Martin, the guy that he's so highly respected by his teammates, he's working with his talents.
The captains are set. ESPN will be here Thursday night, 8 p.m. Reds baseball tonight hosting the Mets. Marty Brenneman's pregame at 7. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glascott.
Let's go.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Offensive head coach Mike DeBoard. Well, that's what head coach Tom Allen calls him. He's in charge of making Richard Lego a better quarterback this year, and this is how he's gotten him ready for the 2017 season.
Nick Sheridan, our quarterback coach, and myself, we really tried to talk to him about he didn't have to make plays. He really doesn't. You know, whatever's given, take it. And if it's not, then check it down in the back, get it down to whoever's maybe the secondary receiver, whatever. But I keep saying this over and over. I said it to him, you don't have to be a hero. Just be a quarterback. That's it. Just play the game like you're supposed to play. And I told him, I said, it's my job to get you into a better play, not your job. So, and he's really bought into that. He's done a great job of protecting the football. He's got great understanding of the offense. I said this earlier in an earlier press conference. We were in a 2-minute drive, and the defense had really gotten a lot of depth in their drops, and he checked it down to the back turned and got a first down. And that's playing smart football. And again, we want all of our players to play that way, but obviously a lot of attention's on him because he's the quarterback. And I have the greatest confidence that he'll do that, without a doubt. Play quarterback, you got to have great confidence in the play call. You do. That thing comes in, you go, yeah, I love this call. And that's where I want him to be able to, you know, talk to me before the game and then through the game, etc. But, you know, I want him, again, when something's called, he's going, this is what I want, this is what I want, this play right here. Because when a quarterback feels that, then he's going to execute. Now, when a call comes in, he goes, let them, you know, and then guess what? Not a lot of confidence there. So that's part of the preparation of the game.
The fifth-year senior will be the key to IU's offense in breaking through in 2017. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glascott.